There is actually a sign. I think it's an E-category sign for not in the convention here, but in the amendment proposal where there are the three arrows indicating the lanes, and then on one of the lanes there is a H panel put over the arrow suggesting that that lane is dedicated to cyclists, and similar way is done for the bus lanes. I think there was such an example. One thing that I wanted to raise from the discussion we had earlier about the non-compulsory cycling track, that the discussion showed the importance that this is put in the context of regulations. Now, certain countries work out those regulations, and for them it's possibly straightforward, the applicability of this. Now, we have to remember that some other countries may want to use then the regulations, and if the regulations do not cover the aspects that for other countries are straightforward and logical, that actually they would only implement half of the coin, and that might be dangerous. So the whole discussion that we had about under which circumstances a truck might be non-compulsory versus compulsory, I think that if we work on the network, that maybe this is exactly something as one of the parameters that that would need to be included. And I think this is something that we need to take into consideration when we put together that paper that we referred to yesterday as conclusion of the discussion, that this is one of the parameters when a compulsory versus non-compulsory cycle track might be used. And then a very minor point on the combined crossing. I think Mr. Novak, when he was referring to the regulations, he meant that a cyclist can still use a pedestrian crossing, but not cycling on the bicycle, but should get down and then pass. And then the issue here is that for a driver, when the driver expects that is approaching a pedestrian crossing only, the speed at which a pedestrian is entering a crossing is a different speed at which a cyclist cycling on a bicycle may enter the crossing. So that is kind of the expectation of the driver. And if you say that this is done in areas where maybe there is not so much pedestrians crossing, and so there's no problem in a sense that the same crossing is used, I think from the driver perspective, it's just different because the speeds of entry into the carriageway are different. So that, I think, is something to be considered from the perspective of drivers, and possibly then there should be a different sign used so that the driver is actually warned that a cyclist may enter at a different speed. So, yeah, that is possibly something that again would need to be considered. All right, thank you, Mr. Chair.